A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Nandalid, Sukkah 54b, pagination, page 108. But I'd like to start from the Mishnah, which is the launching point of this Gemara. So let's go back one page to Sukkah Nun Gimel Amud Beis, 53b, pagination 106. Midway on the page, middle of the line, you'll see Masnisin Einu Mishnah, and we start on the second line of the Mishnah at the end of the line. The Mishnah is outlining how many tkios, how many blasts of the shofar were done in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah tells us, B'chol Yom, on a regular day, Hayu Sham Esrim Va'achas Tekios B'Mikdash, there were 21 blasts that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh L'Psichas She'orim, 3 at the opening of the gates in the beginning of the day, V'Teisha L'Tamad Shal Shachar, 9 during the morning Karban, V'Teisha L'Tamad Shal Beinu Arbayim, and 9 at the end of the day for the final Karban, the Tamid of the evening. The Mishnah continues and tells us of Amusafim, on a day that there was a Karban Musaf, Hayamosifin Otesha, there were another 9 that were added, over Erev Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, which is something I'd like to spend a little bit more time on, Hayamosifim Sheish, they would add on another 6, Shalosh Lahavtila Sa'amim Malacha, 3 to announce to people that they should stop working and go home, prepare for Shabbos, V'shalosh lahavdil bin kodesh l'chol, and 3 to separate between the weekday and Shabbos. That was the final announcement that Shabbos is about to begin. So if you had the regular day coinciding with a Karban Musaf such as Rosh Chodesh, coinciding with Erev Shabbos, then the numbers would increase as to how many blasts were done. The Mishnah continues and says, Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag, if you have Erev Shabbos during Sukkis, so then you're going to add on to what we already described, additional blasts for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva ceremonies, the Nisuch HaMayim, the water and the opening of the gates, etc., is going to put your numbers up to Arba'im Ushmona, 48 blasts. Let's turn to today's daf on Amud Beis. So we're in Nundalad Amud Beis now, 54b, pagination 108. And we're about 10 lines from the top. The beginning of a line, Ve'emosifin al Memches. There's no more, the Mishnah told us, than 48 blasts. That's the maximum we were able to come up with by all our calculations. Asks the Gemara, Velo, really? It doesn't go higher than 48? Va'ike Erev HaPesach, there could be Erev Pesach Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos, where there were special blasts that were done, discussed in the Gemara, upon the bringing of the Karban Pesach. De'il Rabbi Yehuda Chamshin V'Chada, it could go up to 51. Il Rabbanon Chamshin V'Sheva, it could go up to 57. And the Gemara answers, Ki K'tani Midi De'isei B'Chol Shana. We were only doing a calculation of something that could come up every year. Erev HaPesach Shechol Liyos B'Shabbos, something that doesn't come up every year. Erev Pesach, to be on Shabbos, is not necessarily going to happen. The Lesa B'chol Shana doesn't happen every year. V'shana lo k'tani, so we didn't list it. Asks the Gemara, Oto Erev Shabbos Shabbosoch HaChag Mi'isei B'chol Shana. Is there always going to be an Erev Shabbos of Sukkis? Is that true, that the Mishnah was able to come up with the 48 blasts, and the Gemara is asserting that anything in our Mishnah is something that comes up every year? Who says there's going to be an Erev Shabbos during Sukkis? Zimnin de lo mishkachas lei. I could think of a scenario of the Jewish calendar that there won't be an Erev Shabbos during Sukkis. Vechidami, what am I thinking of? Kigon shechol yom tev rishon be'erev Shabbos. That first day yom tev is erev Shabbos. So that the erev Shabbos has been used up by the first day yom tev. The erev Shabbos of this cycle was first day yom tev. And therefore, yom tev is basically going to run out before the next opportunity of an Erev Shabbos. And therefore, you will not have a regular Erev Shabbos during Sukkis on a Chol HaMoed, so that you would be doing all the blasts of the Simchas Pesach HaShoeva. And the Gemara answers, Kimak le'inon Yom Tov Rishon be'Erev Shabbos, if first day Yom Tov were to fall out on Erev Shabbos, Midcha Dachinon Le, we would adjust the calendar at the end of Elul with how many days Elul has, 29 or 30, because we don't want Erev Shabbos and first day Sukkis to coincide. My time, why not? Because if you do the calculation back, you'll see that Yom Kippur is going to end up falling on Sunday, which is a no-no in the Jewish calendar. My time, if it's true that your projection is going to find Erev Shabbos to coincide with first day Sukkis, Yom Kippur emes have. When is Yom Kippur going to be? Let's work back. Sukkis is the 15th of the month. Yom Kippur is the 10th of the month. Bechad v'Shabbos on Sunday. That doesn't work for us. It's a discussion in a different Gemara, why not? But we don't have Yom Kippur coming off Shabbos. Hilkach dachinan le, the calendar would have been adjusted, and therefore, if you're going to tell me there's a theoretical possibility of not having an Erev Shabbos during Sukkis, because maybe the first day Sukkis fell out on Erev Shabbos, and you're not going to have another Erev Shabbos during Sukkis because it'll already be Shmini Atzeres by the next Friday. So that doesn't work. That's not true. It just doesn't happen like that. When they project the calendar into Tishrei and see that that would happen, the fact that that means Yom Kippur is on Sunday would be a red flag. They would adjust the calendar, and you can rest assured that first day Sukkis will not be on a Friday, and therefore there will be an Erev Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag, and therefore 48 is a legitimate number for the shofar blasts, and we're able to ignore the possibility of Pesach on Shabbos, because that is not something that happens every year. Going back to the Mishnah with which we started off, the Mishnah told us that there are 6 blasts associated with Erev Shabbos, 3 to announce that people should stop their work in the marketplace, and then 3 to stop people, to alert people that Shabbos is beginning. The Ramah in Siman Reish Nun Vav, Hilchas Shabbos, tells us that in our time we don't do the blasts, but at a certain time before Shabbos, Machriz Shliach Tzibur, a designated person from the tzibur goes around and announces to people verbally that they should prepare for Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan, also Siman Reish Nun Vav, at the end of the Siman, tells us, Achshav Gamzeh, we also don't do this type of announcement by the Shliach Tzibur, but we do send an Ish Miyuchad, a designated person, Ligarish mehashuk, to close people down, to tell people that it's time to move on and get ready for Shabbos. Ki yeshba ze godol hamachshela, because there is a terrible pitfall that often happens on Erev Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan describes, Sha'al pirov, because very often, le'es Erev, as night is coming, as Shabbos is coming, Ma'aseh ha-Satan goreim, the Satan works it out, he orchestrates, Sheyavo liknos, that wealthy people come to start buying things, V'tzorech l'zeh eschaskus harbe, and it takes a lot of strength to turn them down and tell them that there's no way that you could work on this order and still get home in time to prepare for Shabbos. U'borurhu, he writes, but it's clear she Shabbos Kodesh mashlemes lehazehirim ba, that Shabbos Kodesh will pay to those who are careful with it. The final words of the siman in the Aruch HaShulchan is that a person should try to endeavor that the shul should daven a little bit earlier on Erev Shabbos, that mincha, instead of cutting it down to the end, presumably because there are always people that are a little bit late. And if you cut it down to the very last moment, then the stragglers, which seems to be a human condition, are going to actually miss the start of Shabbos. He says, daven a little bit earlier, so that everybody should, in fact, be Mikayim Shabbos properly. Va'ashri enosh ya'asezos, praiseworthy is the person who does this, lucky is such a person, ein ketz l'scharo, there's no end to his reward, v'shabbos tamlitz alav, and Shabbos will advocate on his behalf. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.